Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 of it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and then the person is safe, is protected. Because someone owns a name. Now he calls this person the Lord. You see, his name is a strong tower which anyone can run into. And that anyone who runs into him is safe. So we have to know who is the Lord before we now know the name of the Lord, his name. Moses, the servant of the Lord, told the Israelites in the wilderness, if you go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, reading from verse 4 to verse 6, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Say, the Lord is our God. He said to them, the Lord our God is one Lord. So the Lord is God. Then you come to John chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." What is the scripture telling us? That the Word is the Lord. For he says, the Lord our God, because the Word is God. And the Lord our God, or the Word our God, is one Lord. The Word. He says, God. Which word? The word he gave to us in the Bible. He's not telling us to start imagining. He's the one that said in the Lord that don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't make a graven image. That the word he gave to Moses, Moses says he is God. He is the God of Israel. He is our God. And he is one Lord. Therefore, you should love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first commandment. Jesus says in John 14, that if you love me, keep my words. What words? The words in the Bible are his words, spoken by the invisible God that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. They did not see him. They only heard the voice of his words. And every word he spoke, he wrote it down for them. And Moses is not telling them that God, his word, is our God. Don't look for your God. Apostle Paul, writing in Romans chapter 10, he said, don't say who's going to bring that word down again. Who's going to bring Christ down from heaven again. There's no need. You don't reinvent the we again. We already have the word. Or who's going to go to the deep and bring him up again from the dead? God has already raised him from the dead. He is living. This word of God is living. That's why it says in Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is quick and powerful. Means he is alive, he is the living. And then he said the name of this living God is a strong tower. Once you know whom he is and you know his name, he says a strong tower, the righteous run into it and he is safe. That is, when you know whom the Lord is, and then you receive him into your heart, he said you'll be saved if you know who is the Lord. See Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 of it. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Say, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name. You know, that's the title of our message, the name of the Lord. He's not telling us that God himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, gave a name to his word. What word? The word in the Bible. He's telling us God has given the name, a name to the Holy Bible. If you go to chapter 30 of Proverbs, verse 4 and 5 of it. Who has ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. He says, if you know his name, you will know his son's name. Therefore, he said, wherefore he has highly exalted his son and gave him a name. What name? His name. He put his name on him. Who put his name on him? The Almighty Father put his name on his son. And he says he gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, that's his name, every knee should bow. And he says, can you tell he that created all things, have you been to heaven? Have you ascended to heaven? Jesus says in John chapter 3, talking with Nicodemus, verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That God so loved us, he gave us his only begotten Son, who? The Word. That he so loved us, he sent his Word to us. And that Word is the healer and the deliverer, that deliver us from destructions. Which Word? This Word in the Holy Bible is the Word of God. That the invisible God gave birth to this Bible. And he said he has given him a name. They didn't know the name. That's why he says, what is his name? And what is his father's name? But he has revealed the name to us. He said his name is Jesus. That is the name of the Word of God. That this Word of God is Jesus Christ. He said that this name is a strong tower. Who? The name of the Word. He says a strong tower, that if you can identify who Jesus is, and by this name you enter him. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you'll be strong and do exploit. For the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. David told Goliath, he said, you come against me in your name of your gods. I come against you in the name of the word of God. That word is the stone of Israel. He will finish you in one go. Jesus says that don't fall on this stone. Don't fall on the word that God has written. He said, anyone that fall on it, it will break into pieces. That he gave him a name. What name? The name of the Almighty. That this stone of Israel is the creator. that he created the heavens and the earth. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That this word of God is terrible. And that this stone of Israel was moving with them 40 years in the wilderness. They don't know him. They don't know his name. They don't know whom he is. Though he told Moses, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. And he did. He was dwelling among them by the Holy Bible. They didn't know whom he is. And then eventually this word was made flesh. He came in human form. Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. This same word came to John the Baptist in the wilderness. Said the word of the Lord came to him. John says, I am not the word of God. But I am his servant. I will tell you whom he is so that you will turn to him. Said the next day John seeth Jesus coming. He said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And then he repeated it again. His servant, one of his disciples, Andrew, left him. He said, I can show you whom Christ is. I will tell you whom he is. Jesus says that whom did you go to meet in the wilderness? Is it people who are well dressed? No. He never had any clothes on. He was wearing nothing and eating white honey. But he says he has the word lighted upon him. And yet told John, he says that we are the fellow servant. We have the testimony of Jesus. We have the testimony of him. We know whom he is. We don't guess. We know him. And therefore we exploit. We know what we are doing. We are planting. To tell you of the truth of God, that it is this word that is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forever, that the scripture can never pass away. Why? Because it's God's planting. Jesus says, I am the true planting. What did he plant? He said, he planted the word. The sword sowed the word. Where does he want to plant it? In our hearts, in our minds, so that you don't make a mistake about God. In Jeremiah chapter 9, hear what it says by Jeremiah the prophet. Verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. That I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. He says, I exercise all of these in this earth. That's why he says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Teaching us, denying of godliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously in this present world, looking for that glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one coming. The world doesn't know who's coming. That it is this world that is the reigning king that will take over this earth. That the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, those who know him, as the apostles, they don't make provision for the flesh. They establish the word. So Timothy said, preach the word. He's not guessing word. He's not telling him of just ordinary talk. He said, preach the Holy Bible. We preach the Bible. The angel told John that you worship him. He is the Lord. Who made him the Lord? The Almighty that created us. That it is the Lord that formed Adam from the dust of the ground. Jesus created Adam, created us. This word of God in the Bible. He said, I am your maker. I made you. And therefore, you need to know me. Don't boast because you are rich. Don't boast because you have everyone coming to you. No. Boast that you know me. That I am he that exercises loving kindness and judgment on this earth. He said, if you reject me, he said, that person is rejected. If you keep me, I'm able to keep you from falling. Where are you supposed to fall from me? If Adam has kept me, he will not fall. If King Saul has kept me, he can never fall. I am the keeper. But he said, if you don't keep me, don't keep this word, we are in your hearts. Let him alone be your dread. Let him be your fear. That if anyone asks you, what is the hope in you, tell them, this is our hope. That Jesus is my hope. The man Simeon came to the temple. He said, "Oh Lord, now I can go. I've seen the Lord Christ." That if you can see the Lord Christ, he said, you are saved. You can never perish, never. Because you know he that is, you have seen the living. For he says, we are dead. Our male life is hid in Christ with God. Who is this Jesus Christ? He is the Word of God. This Word of God in the Bible, he says, I want to branch myself into you. I am the vine, you are the branches. I want to reproduce myself in you, is what he's saying. I want you to be planted in me, and I in you. That if you are planted in me, you dwell in me. I am that secret place of the Most High. And they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, if you do so, see what the Psalm 91 I just quoted says. Psalm 91 verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Are you hearing? In verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He said, he will give you eternal life. With long life. You will never die again. That he says that because you have known his name, then you can call upon me the day of trouble, I will answer you. You will call Jesus in the name of Jesus. He said, when you now say Jesus, you know who is Jesus. That you are not calling in vain. You are calling the real Jesus. You are calling the Jesus of God. Who? The Word. You know whom he is. That's the salvation. That's the deliverance. That is the healing. In this way, he's saying to us that we should come to him. You should know him. And that if we don't know him, that's the problem. Because they didn't know him in the wilderness, they came out of, he brought them out of Egypt quite well. They were no longer in Egypt under the Pharaoh's control. But because they did not know whom he is, they made a molten calf. If they had known, they cannot call a molten calf, this is the Lord that delivered us from Egypt. Molten calf cannot open the Red Sea, can fight Pharaoh. It was their earrings and lengthness. They know what that thing is, where it came from. That day is the work of their hands. He cannot deliver. The work of our hands cannot deliver us. But this work of God, Jesus says, I am the work of God. What work? He said the writing was the writing of God. Written with the finger of God. The magician told Pharaoh, he said, this is the finger of God. Jesus says, I am the finger of God. And that he will topple you. He will change you. He will finish you. He said that he looked upon Pharaoh, an Egyptian, from the pillar of fire. And that was the end of Pharaoh and Egyptians. That he will view from this pillar of fire. Who? The Word. He said nothing is hidden from him. There's nothing he cannot see. He says he's a penetrator to everything. And that he wants you to see the way he sees. He wants you to be in him. So that he will be your eye. So that by him you can see. That if you don't see him, you're not seeing yet. Until you see him. When you see the Lord, your eyes is open. Your blindness is removed. And that when you would not see him, only then can we worship God. If we don't see him, we can't worship God. Because God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him by his word. The words they speak, they are spirit and life. Where are those words? He wrote them down. That is the authority. He said, if you know his name, then you can tell Goliath that you are dead. You can tell the problem that you cannot stand. My God. He says, when Michael came, he said he didn't fight with the Satan. He said, the Lord rebuke you. Who? By the name of the word. The Lord himself told Satan, he said, the Lord rebuke you. When he tempted him. That it is written, rebuke you. He said, if you know this written word of God is whom God called Jesus. He said, you will have power. You will know that there's nothing. There's no divination, no enchantment, no sorcery against Christ. Against the word of God. He's not the man that he will change. You don't see him changing? Well, change the word. He says he changes all things. He makes all things new. And that's why he's telling us that this name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of Jesus is not an ordinary name. He is loaded. is the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost himself. That I am a Father of one. That God is Word. That Word he wrote them down in the stone tablets. He said, this is my Son. And this Word of God is a spirit that can enter your hearts. He said, once you receive the spirit of the scriptures, that is the spirit inside you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You won't bow to Nebuchadnezzar. You won't bow to anything. Because the spirit has entered you. He told Moses, he said, you see, Joshua and Caleb, they have another spirit. That's why they don't bow to giants. They are not afraid. The rest have seen themselves as grasshopper. But these ones are different. Why? Because they have seen me. They have seen the Almighty. The one that is and was. The one that cannot be removed. The one that cannot fail. The one that you cannot defeat. They have seen me. That the undefeatable, the undisputable champion of Israel. They have seen me. That's why they are moving this way and say, let's go at once and take over. So that's what he's saying to us, that if you want to be strong, the first thing is to know whom the Lord is. Once you know the Lord, then you know his name. You know who is preaching to us, that he is preaching Christ to us. That's why the apostle says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Holy Bible, is what he's saying. That it is the power of God to everyone that believes. The Jews first and also the Gentiles. Everyone that believes. So the scripture says that Abraham believed in God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham did not see what you are seeing. Abraham heard his word and he believed. And that he says that promise he made Abraham is Christ, is this Bible. Now you are seeing it. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my days. The day that this talking book, this book will be speaking on earth. You can't remove him. They think Christ is going to go. He's not going anywhere. Jesus' Bible can never go anywhere. He is the ancient of days. This is the seat of power. He says, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Because they don't know whom he is. He says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. They don't know what he's saying. They don't know he's preaching the word he gave to Moses to them. That's what he came to preach. There's not another gospel. That he says he began in the Jordan River. John was speaking of him. And then the master himself showed up. John told them. He says, I am not the bridegroom. He that has the bride is a bridegroom. I am a servant of him. I will tell you whom the Lord is. Then you better fear and turn to him. And then when he came, he told us the truth. He said, he that seeth me has seen God. He that believes in me has believed in God. That all power is given to me. Given to who? To this Holy Bible. He is the God of the whole earth. He will sit all those seats of government. That's why he says that he will bring down every rule, every authority. He is that stone of Israel. Which he says smote the image he gave to Nebuchadnezzar in a dream and pieces it. He is the rock himself. See what he says in Revelation chapter 2. The name of the Lord. He says a strong tower. It's not a physical tower. He's telling us of a supernatural tower. Very high. Revelation chapter 2 verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. He says that he that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. And I will give him a stone. This stone, he says, a white stone. And this stone, there's a new name. That's why he said, wherefore God has given him a name. That this new name is he that receive it that know the name. That knows who owns this name. That knows whom Jesus is. If they had known me, he said, you would have known my Father also. You would have known whom to pray to. You would have known whom to call on to. He says he will give that person a stone that he can call on. Not a dead stone. He says you, that you as lively stone, you have come to a living stone. What living stone? He said desire the sincere make of the word, that you may grow thereby. And that is this stone the builders have disallowed. This stone, they don't see it. That's why they stumble at the word. They fall. Because they are doing like him. They are sitting in his place. But he told you don't sit on that seat. There is one already sitting on the seat. That one is the Almighty. He said when he has purged our sin in his own blood, he took a seat in the seat of majesty upon high. That no angel was qualified to sit on that seat except the Son. And he told everyone, even his angels, he said, worship him. that the throne of God is the throne of righteousness. That it is him we are worshiping, the angel told John. So worship him. Let the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. We don't have any other thing. Say forever, oh Lord, this Bible is settled in heaven. This is the word that is settled in heaven. This is the word we preach and spoke of, and the dragon was cast out. He said, let it be so on earth. There's not another. We are all fellow servants and brethren. There's only one family in heaven and earth is named. What name? The name of Jesus. He gave us that name. He says, come. Where I am, you will be there also. So that you will be protected. That a day is coming, they will be running. They won't know where to run to. But no one knew where to run to. He said, you will know. Don't think of that ark of Noah. No. He said, not even the temple in Jerusalem. That Solomon built him a house. And he says, he will put his name there. But he said, that's not the house. That you can't build a house for him. That the Most High God. He said, heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. I am the one that created all things. So if I don't have a house, where was I living? Where do I live? I have a house. Jesus says, break down this house. In 3 days, I'll raise it up. That it is me. The Father you are looking for dwells in me. Those words in his word, in this Bible. This is his house of God. This is the dwelling place of God. That's why he gave him a name. He told Moses, he said, where I put my name, that's where they shall gather to. That he put his name on Christ, the Son of the living God, so that anywhere in this whole world you can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that whosoever look into this perfect law of liberty, and know that this is Jesus, he said he will not forget. He's not a forgetful hearer. He's a true hearer. What will he do? He will become his disciple. That if you love me, keep my word. That if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you will grow. You will know the truth. It will grow from glory to glory. He said, you'll be shining more and more until this day dawn. This day star will arise in your heart. You will see that he is real. He is not missing. Jesus is not missing. Jesus is. We are the one missing. He said, return. Come home. Adam, where are you? It's Adam that was missing. We are the one missing from the purpose of God. That we should return to our God, to our maker. He said, I am God. There is not another. Who? The Holy Bible. He said, I am God. Look unto me, all the whole ends of the earth, and be saved, Isaiah 45 says. It's unto me shall every knee bow. This talking word of God. He said, oh, bow to him. You better. He said, it will be well. Otherwise, it's lamentation. When the king comes in the glory of his father and the holy angels, and his reign comes as they are appointed by him, his season is coming. He said, he's set in the heart of God, that no one knows, not even his son. The Father alone knows when he's going to manifest the word and show his son to the whole world. He says, then they will know that this Son of God is the Father, the everlasting Father. We have natural parents, they die. This one does not die. He's the Father of spirits. He is the one that created Adam. He came from the above. He's the Lord from heaven. He's a spiritual man. He said, if he gives birth to you, then you are born again.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.